So we'll begin this evening's meeting of the Finance and Facilities Committee, September 10th, 2012, at 6:05 this evening. So would you take a quick look at the minutes from our last meeting on October 27th, 2012, and let me know if they meet with your approval?
Yes, okay.
I'm good.
Dan, have you...
Works for me, Bob.
Okay, thank you, sir. Then the first and really the only order of business we have for this evening is the Summer Capital Projects Recommendation. And I don't know that this is actually a recommendation, but rather a an update in terms of where we're at right now. You have seen this spreadsheet that has been put together designating several projects that we have in mind for next summer.
Can I interrupt you for just one
Absolutely.
Second? Dan, Bob has a spreadsheet up on the smart board that is the spreadsheet you've seen as an attachment to the FGM.
This is probably one of the...
Yeah, I just see something.
Okay, so he's just kind of walking through that spreadsheet right now.
All right, thank you. Uh-huh.
And it is included in the packets that they received over the week. Or should have received. So, you know, I've just gone through and identified projects that we'd like to move forward with. We're currently working on the Hadley LFC in conjunction with that. We're developing plans to paint Hadley. As you know, we finished the four elementary schools this past summer, and that would just be a natural extension in terms of where we're going next. To briefly identify generator at Hadley, parking lot work that could be done. Really, we're focusing on Hadley for next summer. We're focusing on remodeling the LMC and the painting projects. And then as another project that we're looking at will be the implementation of the STEM machine labs at each of the elementary schools. We have some high-end goal numbers there that goes through all of the elementary schools. And that is still very early in the development stage. I would say that recommendation probably wouldn't be brought to the board until maybe December or January, as there are several groups coming together right now that are studying the potential plans for that and what the labs may ultimately look like. Also, there's some estimated cost here for roofing allowances and so forth. So we really haven't put together a plan to do anything other than the Hadley LLC, building painting, and then finally the implementation of the STEM and STEAM labs at each of the elementary schools. That's the direction we're going in right now. Any questions on the cost there? Okay, then I thought the
sorry, Bob. I think, you had showed this, I thought, before, but there is quite of a large range in the cost, and so just trying to understand, is the range based on our guesstimate of the work that's going to be done, or is that based on our guidelines of how much we want to spend on the project?
I would say both. It's based upon how much we would want to spend in a given fiscal year, but also given there's such a wide expanse of expenditures, because we really haven't identified what the final projects may look like. And in just how far we want to take them this year. We've talked about a couple of STEAM or STEM labs at each of the elementary schools, and we talked about one or two different labs at each of the elementary schools. So that's why I provided such a large, variation in cost estimates.
So on that, let's just look at the STEAM and STEM lab. $150,000 is what we would expect for one lab, and $300,000 for two labs?
Could be. And then also, these numbers are about a month old. We've also talked about where these labs may go in each one of the buildings, and we're finding that there may not be that many structural issues at stake here. Churchill, where these labs may be located, does not have permanent walls. It has drywall type of walls. Obviously, that would be less expense than maybe having to go into a Franklin and removing an entire block wall.
Yeah.
We also have identified spots in Lincoln that are the same, as well as Forest Glen. So these cost estimates are probably a little bit on the high end at this point in time.
Okay, thanks.
Okay.
Hey, Bob?
Yes?
The generator. How we've got the generator listed as an alternate. at between $300,000 and $375,000. How much was the generator for the CSO?
Around $300,000.
And what will the generator do?
Well, the generator would be brought in to run emergency power. It really just it depends upon what we intended to be to do.
I mean, it won't run the entire school if the power goes out.
It will not run the entire school. It won't run air conditioning and things of that nature. If that were the case, we'd probably go to something much larger size generator. This truly is to keep emergency services going, which would be lighting, and then keep our technology infrastructure up and running.
It's really about technology and phones, because Hadley is our backup location, and a good deal of our technology is actually primarily housed there. So it really is an extension of what you could do here. Increase our technology access.
So, to be honest with you, I put that on there as an item that we would want to take a look at. But we're really moving in the direction of these the Hadley LMC being redeveloped, the painting projects at Hadley, as well as the implementation of STEM and STEAM at the elementary levels. That's where we're focusing. That's where we're zeroing in on our recommendations for next summer.
The back parking lot, is that in bad shape?
That's in bad shape. It needs to be taken care of within 1 to 3 years would be my recommendation that it gets done, between 1 and 3 years. We also pulled back on the roofing. We've spent some money this summer, as we always do, just sort of on customary maintenance work at our roofs, and our director of buildings and grounds thinks we have another year or two left until we really may have to start turning some dollars towards those types of projects in the district.
Bob, just quickly. Hi, Dan. This is Erica. I thought I'd sit in to hear the capital project stuff.
Hello.
So for the roofing, I think my memory is that the board, when this goes to the full board, it's always about, well, how much can we get out of it and how much further out. And so what we have here are kind of stopgap proportions, as you described in the
right.
in the narrative.
Our roofs, if you're speaking specifically of the,
mm-hmm.
of the roofs,
roofs
are
correct, yeah.
are designed in segments so that we wouldn't have to go out and, let's say, replace an entire roof at a Franklin.
Mm-hmm.
We would have to do maybe 10,000 or 15,000 square feet at a time.
Mm-hmm.
That's how they were designed, and that's how they're currently operating.
Right.
And I think it's a great method, just so you don't get into a situation in any particular year where you may have to invest $1 million or more on just one particular roof.
Right.
So they're segmented so that you won't be put into a situation where you have to invest so much in a roof for a particular building in a year.
And I know that you put that in the narrative. I always think that's helpful just to start
sure.
with that, because I know the board always asks that question. So thank you.
Right. And we've had a few minor leak roofing issues, but we've been able to resolve those, and we think we can go another year out there. But you know, those two things, we have the back parking lot at Hadley going to need to be taken a look at in the next few years, and we're talking about doing some of the resurfacing work at Churchill also. That elementary school lot and drive is going to need some work, probably within about 1 to 3 years. Okay, any other questions on the numbers then?
Nope.
Okay, then we're going to draw up. I wanted to give you an introduction in terms of what may be happening at Hadley this summer in terms of the LMC. We, so far, there have been three options that have been designed. These have been designed after a series of meetings with the groups that are involved in this conversation at Hadley. We had another meeting, I believe it was last week, and with a rather large group, probably 14, 18 people. FGM sat in on that meeting with their people, and they are, I believe, we have another meeting scheduled for this Wednesday afternoon, and I believe they're going to bring some revised plans in terms of what's going to be presented at the next Hadley LMC group meeting. So I don't have those. Those have not been completed today, but I can talk to you briefly about the different types of scenarios we're looking at with regards to how Hadley looks now. So just to give you a reference point, this is the courtyard, this area here. So immediately to the west of that would be a potential option for what may happen in that space. What we've looked for is flexibility. We've looked for small group gathering spaces. We've looked for technology and implementation of different types of recommendations that are coming out of the Hadley Group. Also involved in this is the think tank in terms of their recommendations of what this space may look like. Just briefly to go over this, the front entrance is generally the main entrance to the library. Generally in this area right now, they're talking about bringing it back so it would be more in alignment with the central corridor. So it would become more or less of a focal point for the building. As you enter the front door Hadley, you would notice a new front entrance, and there would be your entry point. We're talking about small group spaces over here on what would be the south wall, more small group spaces basically scattered throughout the area. Circulation desk would be moved to the front. These here are actual shelf units for books that will be scattered throughout the site or scattered throughout the building. Also talking about a deep demonstration area for about 28 or 30 kids, which would be over on the far west wall. And they're talking about these, what designated here are pivot doors, so that the doors can be closed for private, smaller group discussion, or they can be open to provide really sort of a see-through area through the entire LMC. More small group spaces. We have a reading room over this area here, and then we're talking, this is the existing lab, talk about doing some work in that area. That will involve technology in terms of redevelopment of that particular area, what that will look like. And then there's also some video and other types of production facilities areas up here in the far left-hand corner.
That whole lab area is really under consideration right now as a media lab, mm-hmm. with Frank potentially moving up to the bigger lab, and then TV production, green room in the smaller lab to the side of that.
We've also talked about the music department has been part of this conversation. I don't know you've seen them if you visited probably the III conference in the fall. Mm-hmm. Wenger, and it's a big manufacturer of different types of musical, what I'm referring to specifically are boxes where kids can go in and they can practice their soundproof boxes.
Individual practice rooms,
correct.
Practice rooms, which might be
a part of the green room. That's under consideration too, the smaller lab that you could do both, video production in there in small spaces as well as a practice room.
And so what you're saying is that Frank, Mr. T, he would move from the lower level up to that area?
Potentially.
Or would the Mac Lab stay down there? We don't know.
To be
but
determined.
It's not potentially an option. Yeah.
This is,
and this actually shows some of what was in the information from FGM in terms of there being us being unsure, essentially, because we've not...
It's unfolding.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, last week there was discussion about moving Mr. T up to that lab, and then his room could become a STEM lab of some sort. But that was just... I don't think you had that conversation with the big LLC group.
Not with that group.
We just had that internally.
Okay. Bob, how much square footage is this?
I'm going to say between 5 and 10,000, 8,000 square feet, something like that, from wall to wall.
Really?
Probably between 5,000 and 8,000 square feet.
Okay.
I could get that number, but it's just...
I'm trying to back into the per dollar cost for the square foot.
We're still far away from that, where I don't know that that's a valuable calculation at this point in time, just because we don't know where we're going to go with this.
Okay. Yeah, I'd like to know what the square footage is.
Okay. Any other questions on option one? Mm-hmm. Okay, then
when you say object one, are you saying a layout or just the Hadley project itself?
The layout of the that was in your packet. There were three different layouts.
Okay.
He was
okay.
Just looking at layout one.
That's cool.
Okay, good.
Okay. Option two, again, the courtyard is on the east side, so everything you see will be developed on the to the west. Again, we'll maintain this entranceway right off of the central corridor. This time, small group spaces look a little bit different. In other words, there aren't bookshelves or walls or glass partitions or anything like that. Up on the south side, there's just small group meeting areas or small group on the east side of that room. Regarding the east wall of the library itself, that really hasn't been determined yet, except we want to clean it up and sort of be able to incorporate the courtyard into the library itself. Whether that's going to be done with doors or windows or whatever that, how that will ultimately look is yet to be determined. Big significant difference here is the meeting room here on the west side. This has sort of a half moon shape here, and the walls, the exact design of that are yet to be determined. They may be half walls, they may be walls that run from the floor to the ceiling. Just a lot of different options, except what we've talked about here is some different type of seating, not creating stairs like we have in the pods area, but to maintain flexibility there. We might go with a lower type of furniture for the students in the front, something higher where they might sit up. I refer to them as high boys.
Is that movable seating?
This will all be flexible seating.
Okay.
Everything here is to maintain flexibility. More small group meeting space. The reading room is still off here on the north side of that building or north side of that room, as well as these areas here, the current lab and this classroom here. Those areas have yet to be determined in terms of what they may ultimately look like. Again, more bookshelves located throughout. You know, we might even use bookshelves to create sort of spaces in between small group areas.
Mm-hmm.
Again, that has still needs to be determined. I thought the nice ideas of this one was the way that the demonstration room was going to look like.
Mm-hmm. I like that piece in part because it can hold a larger class or classes.
Right.
And, you know, without taking, it looks like, without taking too much of that room.
Right. And one of the other things we want to do is maintain flexibility for this spot also. I know one of the things that's come up is, where can we have a meeting for 80 or 100 or 120 teachers if we need to on a particular mm-hmm. institute or whatever day that may be? You know, we don't want a lot of walls, doors, things of that nature. Sort of inhibiting this area here, so we want flexibility, open and wide spaces, so that if we need to bring groups of 80, 100, or 120 people together, this area will provide us that spot to do so in the district. And then finally, we have option three, and again, front entranceway here at the central corridor. And then we're talking about something a little bit different in terms of the demonstration area here, which is more circular and out and away from the west wall. Here's another small group area for meetings that also influences what the current tech lab looks like, what the proposed green room looks like. This here provides a little bit more, I don't know, these are small group areas. What these areas have defined the small group, what that ultimately will look like, I really don't know if that would be bookshelves, it would be floor, it would be walls or half walls or whatever the case may be. And then more small group meeting areas, and then shelvings, book shelvings along the hallway or the walls. I think one of the interesting things is we've had several meetings of this group over at Hadley, the library group. I think we have around 13,000 volumes in that library now, and they're talking about working it back to about 10,000 volumes. So the collection has gotten a bit older, if you will, and it just needs to be culled and updated. So those are the three options that we've taken a look at so far. I would say that option number four will be coming to us in the next few days. And I think it would be a hybrid of something that you've already seen. Maybe something closer to option one, something between option one and one, option two. I don't know that we had a great deal of like for this particular option three here, or because everything was just sort of out in the center here.
Yeah, it seems to take away some of the flexibility you just described in option two.
And again, that's what we want to do, is provide maximum flexibility for this space.
Mm-hmm.
Any questions?
Hey, Bob. I had a question on, I guess what we'll call success criteria. How would, you know, so you met with the group. I thought I heard small meeting groups and technology. What are some of the other things they want?
Well, natural skylight, flexibility that we've talked about.
Flexibility, technology,
access to the courtyard.
Access to the courtyard.
So I guess just one of the things I'd be curious to know is if, you know, if you take those criteria, can you apply them to each of these to help guide, you know, which one gets you better? I mean, otherwise I'm trying to figure out how you're going to decide which one to go with.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I think that's what the group will do. Is look at the criteria that they've identified as important and then judge the, similar to what we did really in the master facilities, you know, when we judged options against the criteria.
Yep. Okay, just want to make sure that's still okay.
Where did option four come in? Wanted just one more look? Or was
no, I think option four was created because we saw three options currently, and we have some things that we like and some things that we don't like in these particular options. So we asked them to go back, and they heard our conversations. Typically, our meetings are an hour and a half to 2 hours long. They heard our comments, and we want to tweak a little bit, a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
So, just to give you sort of a calendar in terms of what will occur then. We have additional meetings planned over the next couple of weeks to a month. We need to finally get to the point, I'm going to say in October, early November, where we need to land on a recommendation, because this project is of a nature that really we need to be out on the street bidding this project, I'm going to say in late December. Typically, we like to get out on the street for bidding just before or right after, preferably just before the holiday break in December. That gives the potential contractors an opportunity to come in and get a real good in-depth look in terms of the spaces that they'll be working in. And so that's our intention, to bring back a recommendation in the next month to 6 weeks, and then to give the architects a go-ahead to begin their work in terms of getting this project completed during the summer of 2013. I tell you, we're all a little bit, this is a pretty big project to do in a very condensed time frame. Typically, we only have about 8 weeks to do this kind of work, so we may need to go in, like maybe in May to start the work, or it may take off, not be completed until maybe early September. We don't know that yet. We don't know the recommendations that are going to come forth and just how extensive the work will be, but it's a pretty... We're enthused about the work that's going to be done here. We have a great group of somewhere between 10 and 20 people that get together about every 2 weeks for a couple hours at a time. And I think there's some nice recommendations and options available to us out there.
Mm-hmm. Well, and we've talked about this before, but this opportunity to do this work just adds that other piece to the roadmap, that visual for the long-range plan, so that people... both, you know, teachers, certainly, of course, our students, but parents and community members can get a feel for, as we move further into our, you know, transactional items, you know, this is what we're talking about. It's tactile. It's hands-on.
And I think it demonstrates to the community where we would like to go with our buildings for the 21st century, sort of that vision.
Exactly.
So you're talking about...
I think people need the visual.
We're talking about doing the LMCs and then introducing the topic or the labs next year at the elementary level. So I think we have a lot of good work that we've done, and a lot more to do over the next couple of months. Okay, that's all for my presentation this evening. Are there any other questions?
Just for the certain financial.
Yeah, I did. Those were the only items that we had.
You raced to get here, just in time for the ending.
Anything you'd like me? Any suggestions? Anything you'd like me to take a look at?
What did I see? Thanks for sending the detail on FGM. That was helpful.
Okay.
I saw something in there about Spalding, and I just was trying to understand what that was. I didn't know if that meant they would do another test fit or.
No,
what?
I think that would be more as, you know, kind of keep that out there as an option. We own it. It's really the only piece of property that the district owns other than sites that we have currently that we have buildings on. So I think that's just something that we always keep in the back of our mind, that site is available should we ever decide to utilize it.
Well, we can't eliminate it from the master facility until we have another option.
I just didn't think it would be a good idea to do anything on it until we've decided.
Right.
Absolutely. Right. There aren't any immediate plans or anything on the drawing boards,
okay.
Nor have we had that conversation. It's just something that we always sort of mentally keep track of.
I think what we'll be doing in the master facility work that's being renewed is a focus primarily on the elementary scenarios. And so that may also be why Spalding is in that mix, because depending on what we would do, that would be the only location where there could be a new school. But the conversations that we're having that will go back into that renewal revision of that plan are really, again, based on what do we want our schools to look like and what kind of adjustments would we need to make in our current elementary schools. You can take those concepts pretty easily and put them into a new school because, you know, you're going to have a blank slate. So greater focus would be on the revision of our schools.
Well, and I'm glad to see the Spalding piece in there only because it aligns back with master facility plan, and we've made commitment to that work, you know, and so it's, you've got to keep it on the table.
Right.
For any number of reasons, but that too.
So, any other questions? If not, then I will I'll close the finance meeting. We'll get back together in about 25 minutes.
Okay. What do we have coming up for next meeting's agenda? Would you anticipate? The only reason I'm asking about is that should we be delaying the start of our meeting till 6:30 if we don't have...
I would say that would be a good thing to plan on starting that meeting at 6:30 next week. To be honest with you, what I've started to put together now is that that'll take us to the end of September. I told you that I would have that functional analysis available for review, and that's kind of where I'm leading towards going in the next week.
And so that would that be as you're thinking our only agenda item?
Very well, could be our only agenda item.
So we may want to even think about 6:45.
Yeah, because that presentation would take me at tops a half an hour with questions or another 15 minutes.
Yeah.
So we'd just like to make a plan that we will get together at 6:45 next time then.
Unless something pops that you've got more on the agenda that you know that you want to deal with. But
yeah, you know,
I'm
going to be out for a few days starting the first of next week. So I'm working at kind of a limited time frame in terms of what I can prepare for the group anyway. So. That would be my plan, that we would get together at 6:45 and I'll bring the functional analysis for your review.
Of the budget.
Right.
Okay.
Is Mike Wood here?
He is out in the buildings. They're installing storage cabinets for the netbooks and in each building. So he'll be back by 7:30. But
okay. It just looks like the wireless key is changed again or something.
On your laptop?
Yeah.
Are you trying to get in board book?
I'm trying to get any. There's a guest.
You're trying to get on the wireless?
Yeah.
don't think they changed the gas code.
Or maybe they changed just the name, the SSID. It used to be like Neptune, but now it's...
GE Neptune?
Yeah, now it's D...
41.
D41, or yeah. GE Gas, yeah. It's asking for
the...
The
key?
Yeah, the key for the GE Gas.
Okay. That one I don't know.
Yeah, it's locked.
All right.
Here, I'm calling him. He'll be here, but if I can get a hold of him.
So then we'll close this evening to be signed.
Okay.
Okay? Thank you.